Hello, welcome to another episode of Astrology in Motion podcast. Today is July 13th, 2022. We just had a full moon earlier today, and it's also called the harvest moon. So I hope you guys had the opportunity to clear up, clean things up, purge, reorganize, restructuring. Those are the things that are most needed at this point, especially redo your finances is very critical as this far, because when you're in the recession. I know news doesn't want to talk about it. We're actually in it because so many factors coming in. You know, you look at the gas pump, we're paying what, you know, it came down a little bit. We're paying still close to $6 a gallon here in California. So yeah, it's kind of like reflection how everything kind of like struck us so quickly. You know, all this price increase, you know, with all the inflation in those monetary policies, so we know we are in a mess for the time being. There's people saying like, oh, should we get better after summer? You know what, Pluto in the last degrees are very heavy duty, and it's still got some time because Pluto now in retrograde. It's going to swing back to 26 degree. And it's happened to be USA Pluto return as well. So anything that hasn't been finished karmically is going to happen again with its 248, 249 year cycle. We're kind of like at the in middle of demolition, really, you know, demolition of all the thing that structurally in a deficit, I would call it, because of all this corruptions happening throughout the world, through here in USA especially. You know, they can talk about the war, you know, with the Ukraine, but you know, it's about control. It's not about like, okay, humanity sort of thing, because the USA dominates the world with so many military bases around the world, the only country in the world. So let us sink in for a little bit. So why would you have all these military bases out there when you're pursuing war peace? Who are you fighting right here? So there's a lot of things to think about. So now Russia and China don't want to play a game, doesn't want to use dollars, petrol dollar, as the way to our for exchange of goods. So now they are the enemies. So put that into consideration. Like, they want to protect the sovereignty, protect their people. And you know, here our government, or whoever is controlling it, want to extend the control to manipulate, to, you know, overthrow governments and people that didn't follow US policies. So now you have, you know, all this resignation happening, and then unfortunately we had the assassination of the former prime minister in Japan. So this summer has been very, very rough and very, very critical in a way too, because a lot of things embedded, especially Cancer. Cancer bought a home, and then stands at fourth house, also means home country. So they say you live in US, so your fourth house most likely you're representing here. If you live in China, you know, your fourth house would be your home country. So the opposition of the 10th house is outside world. You know, your worldview per se, how you view yourself, others. So with the Capricornian, Cancer in opposition, so there's the dynamics that's played out, that how much do we identify with home, like what we need emotionally, because fourth house, it's Cancer, is ruled by moon. So are we emotionally there, or are we still emotionally distraught? Because what's going on, a lot of things embedded for years, for decades, and especially with Pluto in Capricorn. So this paternal strong, you know, energy coming from Capricorn is about control, governing, father. If this unresolved stuff is gonna come up, because whenever Pluto goes retrograde, it's not going deep anymore, it's coming out. So a lot of things are gonna come out. And this Pluto retrograde is gonna carry all the way into October. So between now and then, wouldn't be surprised more scandals, financially, or involved with any type of sex scandals, abuse, those things were still coming up. So there's a lot of things to think about, especially, being through abused family, doesn't matter sexually, or anything involved. This energy is kind of like bring everything up. It's very uncomfortable. It's uneasy for most people. And my recent experience is like, one of my friends just got mad at me for something. But then I was like, wait a second, So of course I apologize. It's not about being right or anything, just that the energy is really strong right now. My friend's going through a lot. So I'm not gonna get mad or anything like that. I'm kind of like, because I already knew this energy is gonna boil out stronger. Because especially we just had an eclipse, two eclipses. So a lot of things are unleashed on a lot of people. Things are being amplified. And with the super moon, it's just like, man, emotions is everywhere for some people. And it's very important, like, staying in your lane. Don't engage. Don't even speak. Just listen, not because people can get really edgy. And it just kind of like, you didn't even initiate any kind of conversation. You didn't initiate any type of action. But you know how they're just overly reacting everything? They just want to use you as a target. So you got to be really mindful. I mean, just kind of you have to zip your mouth. You have to kind of like take a break from the crowd to do so. I mean, but with my day job, I'm dealing with people day in, day out. So I got to just make sure, like, I stay calm, I stay collective, and it can react to anything there is. I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm driving, there's people behind me honking at me or anything like that. I'm not gonna react to it. I'm just gonna keep it peace. And same token for you guys, it's very important to like hold yourself in one piece. Yeah, stay calm throughout this whole process. This whole summer is gonna be pretty wild. And I've been saying it in my last few podcasts, and just it's important that with all this breakthrough energy, find yourself and simplify everything there is to kind of like reorganize. Because there's Saturn is the ruler of the Capricorn, and Saturn's in Aquarius, so now dealing with the people, dealing with technology, anything there is. So that means we're going through a change, how we use internet, how we use technology, how it could be applicable to our daily life, how it could be beneficial. And some of those technologies are not really gonna have more of a deficit to our to our quality of life. Those things are actually presented itself with the energy now. So it's critical, like what's important. And all the things going on with the stock market, with cryptos, for me, it's just keep everything simple. I focus on your needs, not the wants, not because you need to get something. Like, make sure your bills are being paid. You taking care of yourself, health wise, everything else. It could be mental health, physical health, or spiritual health altogether. Maybe you want to spend some time. Maybe allocate some resource to that. So you can just ride through the waves, through the summer, into 2023, and then into 2024. We're kind of in the middle of the rough water right now. All this lie is going to be said through the media. So it's very important, like, to discern yourself. See where you're at in the big picture. Where you at? Are you happy what you're doing right now? Are you just gonna be stay low key for the time being? Just kind of ride through it. I mean, for me, I just ride through it. I'm not still gonna keep myself busy no matter what. I've been really active after work, hit the gym, hit the pool, just, stay in shape. I mean, that's my primary. If I get my health going, everything's gonna be fine. Because I just, basically adapt to a situation. I have this physical strength. And you know what? No matter what's going on out there, I gotta stay tough. I will be stay tough. So regardless, and I hope you guys use any type of motivation, for me, turn off the TV, turn off the internet, spend time to clean up the clutters in, around your house, because the cancer is about home. So things that, has stagnant energy, I'm still in the middle of, cleaning things out. I threw out a lot of stuff, donated a lot of stuff. So I'm in the middle of donating, get rid of more stuff. So it's a process. It's gonna be a long process. I'm doing that the whole summer. Maybe till later this year, but I'm putting a lot of effort into it. So things are moving, and that's kind of my motivation. So I feel pretty good. I think, you go in the garage now, my garage, and I'm like, oh, all that space. All that space I have right now. So I think it's a great time to tighten things up, tighten nuts and bolts around your surroundings, your house, your car. I think just make sure all those things are taken care of and simplify approach. It just don't complicate things, don't risk yourself, do any kind of sound too good to be true kind of investment, anything like want to get rich kind of scheme kind of thing, stay away from that. I mean, hold on to your cash, hold on to your gold, or hold on to your car. You don't need an extra car right now. I mean, that used car market is gonna crash because the recession hits. There's gonna be lots of inventory sitting in the lots, and there's people's gonna, I still see people like gonna go under. I mean, I would definitely see a lot of bankruptcy coming up. Things gonna people losing their homes. I mean, it's just that it's just inflation is so high, the interest, everything else, like they can't keep up, or they just spend over their needs. I mean, it's gonna hit it. It's going to hit. It's gonna not gonna be pretty, but those people that stay at bay, really stay on top of their finances, they're gonna do well. They're gonna survive. They're gonna, kind of be resilient through this process. So it's kind of a learning process for all these people because we've been spoiled. I mean, everybody here in the United States, we've been spoiled. It's gonna be a tough lesson for a lot of us. So I hope you guys really ride through this energy, giddy up, use this summer to grow, to learn something. So that would be beneficial because learning is something that makes you structurally strong, Capricorn, that full moon Capricorn is like release the things that no longer strong, then you rebuild yourself. And with the retrograde energy right now, that's perfect time for that. So I hope you guys take advantage of it. I hope you guys really kind of like cure this full moon energy and do something better. So with that said, have a good week and be safe. Thanks.